Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in. You are listening to episode 18, titled Peace. Hey, you guys, this is Kelsey Millay, and I am your host here on the Let Him In podcast, where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts, impressions, and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. I hope you are having a good morning and that so far you have filled it with things that have fueled your physical and spiritual self. I feel like when we do that first thing, it makes a world of difference, which is really what we are going to be talking about in today's episode. But first, I want to actually ask you a question. And then there's going to be an intentional pause because I would like to have you actually think about your answer for a moment right now. The question is, what would be your definition of peace? Or what does peace feel or look like to you? I had a friend ask me this a while back, and I did not have an immediate answer, so maybe you are also falling into that category, which if you do, I would suggest not giving up on finding your answer and giving it a little bit more thought later today. So after my friend asked me this and I spent some time really thinking about it and pondering on my end, I realized that my definition of peace goes something a little bit like this. True peace comes when my soul is filled with joy, filled with love, safety, hope, and filled with faith. Which simply comes down to actually one thing for me. True peace means living in the present. Peace is not stressing about the future. It's not holding on to things that are in the past. It is living in the now, being present in the moment. That's when I feel joy. That's when I feel love. That's when I feel hope and faith because I'm not anxious. That's when I feel safety, is living in the present. Once I had this definition for myself, it then kind of snowballed into a bunch of questions. How do I live more in the present? How do I fill my soul with joy and with love and with safety? How do I let go of the past? And how do I not worry about the future? There can be a lot of different answers for each one of these questions, but there is one answer that can truly answer each one perfectly, and that is by and through the Savior. How do I fill my soul with joy and with love and safety? By and through the Savior. How do I let go of the past? By and through the Savior. How do I not worry about the future? By and through the Savior. If you are looking for peace, the only place you can find true and everlasting peace is through Jesus Christ. In John 14, 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." I love how President Lee explained his view on this specific scripture. He says, "The Savior was not talking about the peace that can be achieved between nations by military force or by negotiation in the halls of parliament. Rather, he was speaking of the peace we can each have in our own lives when we live the commandments and come unto Christ with broken hearts and contrite spirits. In the meridian of time, many expected Christ to take a political stand against Roman rule and offer peace to the oppressed people. Christ did indeed offer peace, but it was not external or political. Rather, the peace Christ taught was internal and personal." End of quote. The peace Christ taught was internal and personal. I am obsessed with that statement. We live in a world that is filled with war and tribulation, and I would say it's safe to say it's easy to not feel a lot of peace in the world. It's easy to get caught up in it, and it's hard sometimes to really feel that peace, not only outside in the world, but also internally in our homes. President Lee provides a great reminder, though, that peace was never going to come from the world we live in. Peace was never going to be found outside of the walls of our home, let alone outside of the walls of our own body. But that peace is found through Christ internally and personally. So, where do we find peace? Internally. And how? Through Christ. Harold B. Lee continued, "Personal peace and our level of spirituality will increase as we focus on studying and thinking about Christ every day. By loving and thanking Christ more each day for his atoning sacrifice, by daily striving to serve Christ better through becoming more involved in missionary service, and by making a more concerted effort to be in the temple more frequently. In spite of all the problems in the world today, peace can come to the hearts of each of us as we follow the Savior. Christ is the way to peace, the truth of peace, the life of peace, the source of peace. Peace. Look forward with steadfastness unto Christ. Talk of Christ. Rejoice in Christ. Preach of Christ. Live as Christ would have us live. And worship Him and our Heavenly Father with all your heart, might, mind, and strength." End of quote. I know that when I am finding peace in Christ, I truly have peace in the future. That I am actually able to let go of what happened to me in the past, and that in turn, I can feel true joy, happiness, and safety living in the present moment. For today's thought, I would have you consider again what your definition of true peace would be. For those of you that do have the Hear Him journal, now would be the perfect time to pull that out and continue in more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God. Love you guys.